Good evening, everyone, and welcome to today's training session. Thank you all so much for coming. We're going to begin, and I'm going to ask Carla, could you open us up in prayer?
Hallelujah. Praise God. Father, today, Lord, we come before you once again, God. Father, we say, Lord, thank you, God, for your grace. Thank you for your mercy, Father. Thank you for blessing us, oh God. Thank you for life and life more abundantly, Father. Today, Lord, we give you praise and we give you thanks, Father. We worship you, God, because you are powerful. You are wonderful to us, oh God. And Father, even as we come together, God, as wailing women, God, in this training session, Father, we pray, God, because we know that you are our teacher, Father. You are the one, God, that is teaching us, God, how to live, Lord. Oh, Father, because you want us to be a good soldier in your army, Father, because we are the end time army, Father. And we want to be disciplined. We want to live a life, Father, you. And Father, even as you commit this session into your hands, Father, I pray, God, that you would take full control, God, glory and honor to you. Father, I give you praise and thanks, Lord. God, the ones, Lord, that is coordinating this session, Father, Sister Nicole and others, Father, I say thank you in a special way for them, Father. You be with us, God.
Amen. 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 Carla, if you're finished, you're muted. So I'm not sure if you have finished your prayer.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. All right. So my first question, everyone who's on the platform tonight, did you attend the session on Tuesday? Was everyone in attendance?
Nicole, I was not on Tuesday.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So before we begin, the session was on discipline. So what I would do, I would just this is going to be a summary because we had some work to do persons had homework to do. Although you weren't here, you can always join in the discussion on what would be said today. Okay, so it's okay if you weren't here on Tuesday. So I'm just going to share my screen and we're going to just run through the slides. I'm going to take about 15 minutes or so to go back through the slides and then we will go into the discussion. All right, so let me share my screen. All right, so the topic was discipline, and we were looking at discipline in terms of God's discipline. So the first thing that we did was we looked at the basic definition of discipline, and the definition of discipline, we would have looked at it based on the Webster's definition, and the definition of discipline is the practice of training people to obey rules or a code of behavior using punishment to correct disobedience. And please note, the slides will be up on the website as well as the recordings as well. So you will be able to go back and listen to Tuesday's session as well. So I'm just going to go through quickly. Discipline was also defined as self-control, punishment, training that corrects, molds, or perfects the mental faculties, molds character or moral character, And discipline can also be a field of study. You know, we have accounting, we have marketing, we have doctors, lawyers. Each of those fields are called a discipline. So we see here from the Webster's definition, discipline can have a myriad of definitions. And it can also mean to punish or to penalize for the sake of enforcing obedience or perfecting moral character. And those are taken from the Webster's definition. So it's good to see what is the layman's terms or the definition for discipline. And then we're going to go into what God defines discipline, what how he sees discipline. So the next slide, we looked at what God says about discipline. So we see before discipline was about correcting behavior. It was about training. It was about punishment. It was about penalizing and punishing. But God sees discipline differently. God sees it as, God says, well, this is what God says about discipline. He says, every soldier must be disciplined. There's a lot of indiscipline in my people. I want to inculcate discipline in my people. When they are disciplined, they will discipline others, and others will take a cue from them. Let discipline be taught. So for us as Wailing Women, God is saying to us that we as his soldiers, we all need to be disciplined. And we know how soldiers operate. If we look at the army in its natural form, we have the, if you look at, even when you watch TV, we see the training that soldiers have to go through. We see, you know, they're very regimented. They obey rules and regulations. You know, they have a set time to wake up. They have a set time to go to sleep. They have a set time, even in terms of what they eat, you know, their diet, you know, so if you were training to be a soldier, you won't be eating a lot of fatty foods or foods high in cholesterol, sugars. You know, they train their bodies, they train their minds as well. And the Lord is saying to us that we too need to be disciplined. So we too need to go through and have that disciplined mindset, just as soldiers have a disciplined mindset. And for us, you know, soldiers, sometimes it calls them to, somebody might have to take up the night watch. So it requires them to be up all throughout the night to keep watch over their fellow soldiers, and also to watch, you know, for in terms of the enemy, to see when anybody's approaching the camp. So God is saying to us that we too must be must be disciplined, just as soldiers are disciplined. And we know that the Lord has called us into the army of Wailing Women. The Lord has called us to be soldiers. You know, he's instructing us to take on that persona of being a soldier in his army. So we too have to be disciplined in, you know, in his ways as well. So let us look at what is discipline. We have the definition. So let us look at, you know, discipline, continue to look at what discipline is. We can see it's an orderly way of doing things. Discipline is the right way of behavior, right attitudes. It's a lawful action without compulsion, doing what is right without pressure or application of force. So as we continue, before I pull up these things, I'm going to ask person some questions. So as we see here, discipline is an orderly way of doing things. When you are disciplined, there's a right way of behavior. You have the right attitudes. You have the right mindsets. You know, you have you follow rules and regulations. You know that you're supposed to do X, Y, Z, and we follow it without being forced, without being coerced. And that is the way the Lord wants us to operate as his soldiers, where he doesn't have to, where we don't feel pressured or coerced to do things for God. You know, his work is not burdensome. You know, it's not a case where the Lord has to be beating us over our heads to pray, to read the word, to, you know, when he calls us to go and carry out prophetic actions. You know, it's not like, I'll do it later, or I can't go, I have this to do, the next to do, and the third. And, you know, we're making all these excuses, you know, so that's why God is requiring us to be disciplined. You know, that is the discipline that he's looking for, where we have the right behavior, the right attitudes, the right mindsets. So, in our, before we go on further down into the slides, I felt it necessary to look at what punishment is, because for us, sometimes when we hear the word discipline, our minds always go to punishment. Like if you're being disciplined, it could mean for us in the Caribbean, you know, we like to give a lot of licks and lashes to children when they're not, you know, in terms of what we consider to be discipline. But there's a difference between discipline and punishment. Discipline is correcting behavior, and punishment is you're actually doing something punitive. You know, it's something, it could be, it's a penalty, it's punitive. It has an adverse, you know, reaction or an adverse implication. So punishment is the act of punishing, is suffering pain, suffering loss. It could be a penalty. It could be jail time. It could be a fine. Punishment for children might be sitting, losing TV time, you know, not going on the iPads, getting lashes. All of those things are punitive. So punishment, even in terms of what the Lord says punish about being punished, he says in Proverbs 11:21, though hands join in hand, the wicked shall not be unpunished, but the seed of the righteous shall be delivered. So the Lord also speaks about punishment. He also speaks about, you know, and it's mostly punishment in terms of disobedience and wickedness, and telling you, you know, stating that, you know, that, you know, in terms of how he feels about sin and sin, you know, those who, you know, sin, you will be punished for them. But we know that those who are in Christ, our punishment, Jesus took on our punishment for our sins when he died on the cross for us. So the Lord sees punishment, you know, he punished Israel for their disobedience. He punished, you know, he speaks about all the wicked things that, you know, persons will do, not to be afraid that he will defend us and all these different things. But for the Lord, when we look at discipline, the Lord sees discipline in a different way. He sees it as correcting behavior to help us to go on the right track. So let us go into discipline God's way. So now we know the definition of discipline and how the world sees it. Sometimes they see it as punishment, but discipline, the way how God sees it, he sees it as something not to be despised, because he is correcting behavior. Proverbs 3:11-12, he says, my son, do not despise the Lord's discipline and do not resent his rebuke, because the Lord disciplines those he loves as a father, as a father, the son he delights in. So we see that the Lord sees discipline as, you know, he does it because he loves us. He does it because he wants us to be better. He wants us to live that disciplined life. He wants us to follow his rules and regulations. You know, discipline for God is not to beat us over the head. You know, it's not that he's, you know, punishing us and, you know, being, and it's something punitive, but it's to bring us into alignment to his will. We see the other verses say, blessed is the one you discipline, Lord, the one you teach from your law. You grant them relief from days of trouble till the pit is done for the wicked. And we looked at Hebrews 12:4-11. We went into that scripture, you know, in depthly. But we see here, based on the scripture that God says and the things that God is speaking to us about, we see that main discipline for God is he loves us, and he is disciplining us for us to come into alignment to his will and to his purpose. That's what he's saying to us, not to despise it, because it's not something to harm us. It's for our own good, you know. And as we see in 4, I'm just going to read a couple of verses in Hebrews 12:4-11. It says, for whom the Lord loves, he chastens. Let me use the NIV version, because it says, my son, do not make light of the Lord's discipline, and do not lose heart when he rebukes you, because the Lord disciplines the one he loves, and he chastens everyone he accepts as his son. So if we're saying that we are children of God, and the Lord, you know, and he's Lord over our lives, and, you know, we are his children, then, you know, he chastens those who he accepts. So because we are accepted by him, he will discipline us, and he's calling us to be disciplined as we are mature Christians, you know, we have walked with God for many years, but there's more that the Lord is requiring of us. There's a level of discipline that the Lord wants to inculcate in us as a wailing woman. So we see here that discipline flows from the Godhead. It flows from, you know, even in the scriptures in John 5, Jesus would have said, you know, he does everything that his Father does, and whatever the Lord tells him to do, he does. And also whatever Jesus does, the Holy Spirit also echoes. So it is, you know, Father is God, the Father, God, the Son, and God, the Holy Spirit, all the three in one, they work together. So it's showing that there's no separation. Discipline flows from the Godhead. And if we are called to be, if we are, you know, as we have been grafted in into the lineage of Jesus Christ, then we too must be disciplined. So we too must carry out and, you know, exemplify that whatever we do, that we don't do anything outside of what God tells us to do. You know, as we pray, you know, as we carry out prophetic actions, we don't do anything outside of what God has told us to do. We don't run ahead of God. We are disciplined. We don't have our own thinking about how things should be done when our leaders say, okay, I'm hearing from the Lord and the Lord is saying we do X, Y, Z. You know what I mean? And, you know, we follow the command. We follow the chain of command. We don't run ahead. We don't add or subtract whatever the Lord is saying. We don't add to it. And we see even as Jesus, you know, carried out his ministry, you know, he always, everything he did, it was always what God told him to do. He always inquired of God. He always asked, you know, and did exactly what the Lord told him to do. And that is the way that the Lord requires us also to be disciplined. And in order for us to be disciplined, we have to put ourselves under control. You know, we don't operate in the flesh. You know, being disciplined in our emotions, being disciplined in the way we speak, being disciplined in, you know, how we relate to other persons, you know, being disciplined in every aspect of our lives, in our emotions. And it calls for us to really subject ourselves, subject our emotions, our flesh, you know, to the will of God. Death to self, death to our emotions, you know, so that we don't operate in our flesh. Once we start to operate in our flesh, you know, we haven't disciplined our flesh. We haven't disciplined ourselves to have to possess the responses, to have the right attitude, mindsets, you know, that the Lord requires us to have as children of God, not only as wailing women, but as, you know, as children of God as well. And for us, we see here discipline as the battle axe of God, discipline as a woman of tears. We need to be disciplined as watchmen. You know, the Lord is calling us to be watchmen of our nations. We need to be disciplined in the time we carve out for prayer, the time we carve out for fasting, the time we spend, you know, in terms of manning our watch, you know, in terms of whether the Lord calls us to hear something and being disciplined to be diligent to pray about that thing. We might hear something and they say, oh, I'm going to pray later. Sometimes we get so busy that we sometimes forget, you know, being disciplined. So as things come up, we attack at the same time. You know, we go up, even if it's just 2 minutes that you can pray, even if it's just a minute that you can pray, but ensure that when the Lord shows you things, that you are quick to move on them. So discipline requires obedience for us. It requires us to be obedient to the voice of God. It requires us to be obedient in the things that he requires us to do. So we're going to look at examples of those who live disciplined lives. And I would have mentioned some on Tuesday. Who can tell me some of the names that would have been mentioned on Tuesday? Feel free to unmute. And who were some of the persons we would have looked at on Tuesday?
Noah.
Yes, we had Noah.
Daniel.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Daniel.
Abraham,
yes, somebody said Abraham.
Mm-hmm. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
Yes. And who
David.
Else?
David. Jesus.
David.
Shadrach, Abraham.
Jesus.
And we had Jesus. Yes, because they all centered around Jesus. So we know that these were just a few examples, because we know there are so many examples of persons who live disciplined lives in the Bible. We know Noah was disciplined in being diligent to build the ark. We know David was diligent in, you know, ministering to Saul, even though Saul wanted to persecute him. He still served, you know, he still carried out the mandate that God instructed him to do. You know, even when Saul tried to kill him, David constrained himself. He was disciplined in his emotions, you know, because it's so hard that, you know, that to know that someone desires your life and you have an opportunity to retaliate and take that person's life and you don't do it. All David did was just cut the hem of Saul's garment. So David was disciplined in his emotions, you know, and that calls for great constraint to know that somebody's persecuting you. They're even out to kill you and you do not do anything to them because you know that they were appointed by God. And we see that David was disciplined in his emotions in that regard, in interacting with Saul. And we see that Abraham was also disciplined in, you know, when Eli spoke, he obeyed. When he told him to go to a different land, you know, and we see here Jesus was disciplined in that he did everything that the Lord required him to do. He didn't do anything outside of it, and he always, you know, inquired of God what he should do, his next move. David also did that. David also inquired of the Lord, Lord, should I go? Should I stay? And that is examples of persons in the Bible who would have lived disciplined lives. So the next thing we looked at, I'm just doing a brief recap for those who would have joined after I started. So the other areas where we need to be disciplined. We have time. We need to be disciplined in our emotions, in our finances, you know, what we give our attention to. What do we spend our time during the day doing? What are the areas where, you know, what are things that we watch? What are things we listen to? Are, you know, what is consuming our day? You know, have we set out a schedule? Are we having that time where we spend with God? So going to the, you know, to the secret place, to inquire of him, to, you know, to hear what he has to say. You know, we see Jesus always, you know, he prayed, you know, he asked his disciples to even keep watch with him, you know, while he went on to pray. And we know many times he would have left them and gone off on his own to pray, to hear what God was saying to him. So these are some of the areas where we need to be disciplined. And that was one of the notes for homework. You know, we're going to have a great discussion on that. Like, what are the other areas, you know, where we need to be disciplined, where the Lord is asking us to be disciplined? You know, it could be our emotions as well. You know, sometimes we worry, we're anxious, you know, fear comes, but we also need to be disciplined in our emotions, because the word of God says, you know, to not be afraid, to don't be anxious, you know, but with prayer and supplication, you know, and the Lord said he has not given us the power, the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. You know, these are his words towards us, his promises towards us. So when we are not living by his word, you know, we're basically telling the Lord that we don't trust him, we don't believe what he says. And, you know, even our finances, you know, we need to be disciplined in our finances as well. You know, what we spend our money on, are we, you know, what if we're saving, if we like to shop a lot, you know, what are we spending our money on? What are we doing? What are we listening to? What are our attitudes and behaviors? You know, what are the things that the Lord is speaking to you about this year that he wants to work on? You know, these are areas, you know, these are also points to pray. You know, Lord, show me what areas in my life where I'm not disciplined, you know, where I need, you know, that we need to work on. Right. So that was discipline. So then we went on to look at what indiscipline is. Indiscipline is a breakdown of law, breakdown of order. You know, there's no rules, there's no regulations. People are basically doing whatever they feel to do. You know, there's no consequences of behavior. They're just indisciplined. And we see indisciplined, the consequences of indiscipline is we have a breakdown in the family structure, you know, where children behave however they feel like, they curse, they, you know, there's crime, there's violence, there's, you know, marriages break down because persons are not disciplined. We see business can close, churches, sports clubs, you know, there's agreements can be broken because persons are not disciplined in their interactions with one another. It could be on a personal level where personalities clash, you know, one person is, you know, they have their own views, their own mindsets. Anger can come in, and all of these things cause discord. You know, unforgiveness causes discord and breakdown. So that's where indiscipline comes in. You see marriages ending, you can see any relationship, you know, basically phases out because of indiscipline. And we see it on a national level where when there's indiscipline, there's turmoil in the nations. We see fighting. We saw the example, we use the example of in the USA, how persons just stormed Capitol Hill. We see how, you know, there's so much unrest in the nations, even in Nigeria, you know, where the police force, they weren't disciplined, you know, in terms of upholding law and order and, you know, upholding the rules that they are even supposed to govern, that supposed to be for everyone there themselves were breaking, you know. So all of these things are consequences of indiscipline, and we see how indiscipline can cripple a nation. You know, it can cause rioting, it can cause, you know, businesses to close down because there's so much looting, and death tolls can rise. There's so much consequences for indiscipline. So that's why the Lord is calling us to live disciplined life, so that we can effect change in our nation, so that we can, as we launch off into the different spheres of influence in our own nations and on a regional level as well, when where discipline comes into play, you know, we will be able to fully take over the spheres of influence. So those were just some other examples of our practical examples of indiscipline that we would have spoke about. And then we went on to look at the marks of a disciplined life. So who can tell me some of the marks of a disciplined life? The first one I have here is that the person is prepared to repent and to learn from their mistakes. What are the other marks of the disciplined life that we would have mentioned on Tuesday? If anyone can remember, I will just talk about the first one for a little bit. You know, once you live a disciplined life, when the Lord shows you something, you're humble. Discipline also means you're humble before the Lord. So you know you are wrong and you repent. You don't, you know, try to smooth it over or say, you know, that's no big deal, or, you know, that's not the response. You humble yourself. You acknowledge that you have done something wrong and you repent. And you learn from it. As I said before, when the Lord disciplines us, it's not to punish us, but he's disciplining us to correct behavior, you know, so that we will look more like Jesus, so that we will be his representation in the earth. So that's why the first point is that we are prepared to repent and to learn from our mistakes. What were the other marks of a disciplined life? Anyone remembers any?
Self-control.
Yes, it was self-control. Anything else?
Humble.
Yes, being humble. Yeah.
Being mature.
Yes, being mature. And operating in wisdom as well. Because when you're humble and you're mature, you operate in the wisdom of God. Mm-hmm. Right. The others were, we don't talk too much because in the multitude of words, there lacks no sin. In terms of being mindful of the conversations we have, we're disciplined in our speech. You know, we don't just play off the handle and just say anything and everything. You know, we're disciplined in the things that we do. You know, we're progress minded. We are focused. Once you're disciplined, you're focused. If you look at the soldiers at, I think it's Buckingham Palace, you know, they are focused. They don't ever move. Well, they do move, but in terms of the way they stand, you know, the posture that they take, their focus. We see so many videos of persons trying to distract them, but no matter what anybody does in front of them, they're always focused. And that's what God is requiring us to be focused on the work that he has given to us, to be focused on the mandate of being a winning woman, of being the battle axe, of being a woman of tears, you know, of being a watchman in the nations. Are we really focused? You know, and as I spoke before, it's about managing our time and being organized. And yes, sometimes schedules don't always go to plan, but we still need to develop, you know, time management skills and be organized in what we are doing. So then we looked at how we can live a disciplined life. So we see we must first receive from the Lord, as he is the Lord and King over the work. We receive from God and we abide absolutely in what he has called us to do. We live according to kingdom lifestyles as contained in the Bible. We follow the commands of God, the commandments and the commands of God. We live by his word, you know, and we must train our minds. We train ourselves, you know, to, you know, when the Lord shows you areas you need to work on, you work on it. You know, when the Lord is showing you that the attitudes you had last year, you know, there's room for improvement. So we submit ourselves to God. We discipline ourselves in our thoughts, you know, and we fill our minds with the word of God. And as we noted before, we must be disciplined in our speech, the things that we say. And we looked at the questions that we must ask ourselves. Is what I want to say true? Is it necessary? Do we need to say at this point in time, would it bless the body of Christ and glorify God? I mean, sometimes there are things that you would say that it may be true, but you may say at the wrong time, in the wrong season, you know, the person might not be in a place to receive it, you know, but everything, we don't always have to be right. You know, sometimes it means asking for forgiveness when you know that you did nothing wrong. You know, that's living a disciplined life, because you do it to keep the peace. You do it to, you know, to mend the relationship with your brother or sister. You know, is about having the, you know, look at the spirit with which you are saying what you want to say. You know, sometimes we have the attitude that, you know, you need to hear it, so I have to say it. You know, and that's not what the Lord is asking of us. You know, we need to be disciplined in what we say, how we say, and the time that we say, and the spirit behind what we are saying. You know, even when we do things, even when, you know, we are doing anything for God, you know, we also need to look at why we are doing it. What is the spirit behind it? Are we doing it to be seen? Are we doing it to, or are we doing it to glorify God? Are we doing it? You know, what is the position? What is the heart position concerning that thing? You know, sometimes we have to be so mindful when we pray about something and we see God move. You know, sometimes we might, you know, it might come to the point where we think, oh, it's because I prayed that XYZ happened, you know, and we shifting the glory from God on us, like it's because of what we did. We're just co-laborers with the Lord. Lord's just partnering with us. But at the end of the day, it is what he deserves. It's what he wants. It's about what he will do. So those are the notes on discipline that we were looking at. And I have given some homework. I'm sorry, before we go on, any questions, queries, any comments, feel free to share. If not, we're just going to go straight into the homework for tonight. So what was the first question? Oh, sorry, let me give a pause. Any questions, comments, queries? No? Okay, good. So let us move on to the first question for the homework. What was the first question? Come, ladies, don't let's all talk at the same time.
It was what other things we can do to be disciplined? What's exactly the first question?
Yeah, the first question was, what, how can we, as willing women, you know, what are the other areas where we need to be disciplined? You know, what does our, you know, and also what does discipline mean for you as a willing woman? That's one of the questions I had asked as well. So let's look at the first one. Let's look at what does discipline as a willing woman mean to you? Feel free to unmute and share. Like, what does it mean when you say that we need to live a disciplined life as a willing woman? Or even as a Christian?
Okay, I'll go. Our lives should line up with the word. Persons should see God through us. As willing women, we need to take stock of our lives, and we need to be aware of what we do at all times. It's like we are always under watch, and we are always under God watch, because he has mandated us to do certain things, and our lives must line up with his word, because if we're going to be out there doing what he asks us to do, we can't be sayers of the word and not doers of the word. Mm-hmm. So our lives have to align with the word of God, and because people have you under scrutiny, and as willing women, we should have ourselves under scrutiny to know that, listen here, this is because we have to remember that our mandate is not from man, it's from God. So he expects excellence from us because he gave us this mandate and he chose us to do such a work for him. So that within itself, because he chose us, we must be very special, because he didn't choose any and everybody to do this work. So we should always take stock of ourselves and know who we represent. We're always supposed to represent the kingdom of God.
Amen. Thank you, Kenya.
Amen.
Hi.
And we must always be humble in everything we do, everywhere we go. We have to be on our best behavior as children of God and willing women. And we must always discipline ourselves, know how to control our tongue, not to say things that will hurt others, not to do things to hurt others. Even if somebody do you something, you have to know how to control yourself. Yes. All that is discipline.
Amen. Thank you, Teresa. Anyone else have anything to add?
I think it also has to do with finishing what you start. Mm-hmm. You know, making sure that you finish what you start, you're committed to something, just generally, not only as willing women, but I mean, if we give our word to do something, then it, you know, people should be able to count on our word. That when we say that we're going to do something, we do it and we do it well, and we finish it. And I think it also has to do with consistency and faithfulness. Mm-hmm. Being faithful in even the very small things. Because it is when we're faithful in the little things that God will be able to trust us with more. So I think it also has to do with faithfulness and consistency in our obedience to God, in our daily lives, on our watch, all those things. So yeah.
Amen. Anyone else?
Yes, as willing women and as individuals too, we have to learn to, well, attend the meetings, whether it's your chapter meeting or other meeting, to attend the training sessions, all that is, we have to be disciplined, to be disciplined in evangelizing, in carrying out the assignments or mandates given by Father. Also, in reading the recommended books. So all this requires discipline. And in also in our finances.
Yeah, you're all correct. for, you know, it's also, as you said, noted before, if you look back on last year, you know, the Lord would have given us books to read. And, you know, it's as Pamela and Shana would have said, it means completing those assignments, those little things, just reading the books that the Lord set out for us to read at the beginning of the year, like going through the prophetic word, ensuring that we are in alignment with those things. And we need to be disciplined also in our diet as well, you know, and ensure that we keep the temple of God healthy. You know, the Lord can't use us if we are eating a lot of unhealthy foods, etc. Even for the international coordinators as well, you know, the Lord spoke to them about their health. He spoke to them about, you know, yeah, he literally put them on a diet, you know, so they were certain things that they could not eat, because he spoke to them about because he said that a lot of his children are coming home to him because of their health. You know, they're not taking care of their bodies. So the Lord also needs us to be disciplined in what we eat, you know. How, you know, are we living healthy lives? So the Lord also wants us to take care of our bodies as well. You know, and being disciplined in terms of our attendance, being on time for meetings, you know, is an appointment with God. You know, the Lord said in his word to, you know, do everything that we do, we should do it as unto God. You know, don't do it for man. Because honestly, if we do things based on man, there are a lot of things that we would not do. Because of man's response, their attitudes, their behavior, you know, sometimes you would be like, I'm not doing that, you know. But if we see it as we're doing it as unto God, then our attitude changes, our outlook and our view of the situation changes, because we're doing it for God. We're doing it to glorify him. So that goes regardless of whether it's work related to the kingdom of God or if that is work outside of God's work. Could be your where you work, your workplace, family, friends, you know, you do everything as unto God. Oh, yes, Lane, you're saying, and Lane also posted in the chat, she also mentioned health as well. Thank you, I'm not seeing it. Okay, anything else on that point, or we can move on to the next question. The next question was, what areas in our lives, you know, how can we as Wailing and Women, what other things that we can do to live a disciplined life? Even if you guys don't have time to do the homework and anything comes to mind, you can feel free to share. So, cause that's how we learn from one another, you know, outside of the slides, how else, you know, what are the other things that we can do to live a disciplined life? What does that mean to you, living a disciplined life? How can we do it? What are the practical things that we can do to live a disciplined life? Or what are the practical things that you are doing currently that speaks to having a disciplined life?
Good evening, Nicole.
Hi, Terry.
Good evening, other women.
Pardon?
I said good evening.
Oh, good evening.
Outside of that, I think in terms of witnessing to others, making sure that you tell others about Christ, whether it, you know, it might not be face-to-face, but it could be just a telephone call or just a text message. Mm-hmm. And also in being patient, I think when you're disciplined, it mm-hmm. makes you more patient, I think. Wow. It makes you more patient and forgiving. And you want to say, you get to understand persons a little better. Yes, I think that's what.
Yeah, because you can, when you A disciplined life, you can you actually show forth the fruit of the spirit, which is love, peace, patience, gentleness, you know, long suffering and self-control. So discipline, you know, we can, once you, when you are disciplined, that the fruit of the spirit actually, you know, you embody it. You know, you can see it in your behavior, your attitudes. You're more, as you say, you're more patient, you're more understanding. So thank you very much. So what are the other things? Like, what can we do to live a disciplined life? What are the practical things that you think that we can do for living a disciplined life?
We can be consistent, like someone says. Consistency plays a great role.
Yeah.
And do not procrastinate, because procrastination steals so much from us, you know?
Yes.
If we do not procrastinate, it teaches to be disciplined and, like you said earlier, move when we hear the word. For example, I know in my studies, God was saying to me that he wanted me to get up at 12 midnight to worship. And then, but I have to keep the gates at, like, my time is like 5 o'clock. And so I was like, I get up sometimes, I'd be up for like 3 hours worshiping, and then I have to get back up for 5. So now I know what I'm hearing from God to say, get up at 12. And then I have to get up at 5. So when I get up at 5, sometimes I'm a little sleepy and nothing. So what I did was I asked our national coordinator if she could put me on the wall like around the same time, like 12 o'clock, so I can just go straight through. So when you hear the word and you're obedient, things work out, because she said, okay, that's not a problem. And she just switched me. So, you know, so obedience is a really, I think that is really, that's a strong point right there, to be obedient and consistent. And, you know, when you hear the word, not to procrastinate, like you say, but move. And so those are the things that for me personally, that I'm working on. I know for me, I think it was Sherry Ann who said earlier, it's consistency. And I know that I can be a little more consistent. So that's one of the things that pop out to me in discussing that. So that is something that I will really, really have to work on, is my consistency. Now, I know that I'm obedient, but sometimes I'm consistent in a lot of stuff, but in a lot of stuff I can do better in. So for me, consistency is a big thing, and not to procrastinate. So those are two things that I would take away from this to work on, in being disciplined.
Amen. I think we can all relate to being consistent, even me, because, you know, some things we start things and, you know, we're doing well, and then, you know, we fall off or we forget, you know, and things get hectic, busy doing other things, and then, you know, we're not as consistent as we should. And that is you know, home, that is one reason, you know, for us to live disciplined lives. We need to ensure that we are consistent, because as we look at soldiers are consistent. You know, if they're supposed to rise at a particular time, they wake up at a particular time. If their shoes supposed to be however shade shiny, their shoes are immaculate at all times, their dress, everything. So how much more the Lord requires us to be consistent in the things that he has given us to do. You know, sometimes you might need help with being consistent. You can put reminders in your phone. You know, even for me last year, that was one of the ways that I was able to declare the scripture every single day. You know, I put the reminder on my phone, so once I hear the alarm, I know it's time for me to declare that scripture. So it's like practical things that we can do to be, you know, to be disciplined. So it could be setting your phone to alarm if you know you want to set out a half an hour or an hour to spend with God at 10 o'clock, 8, whatever time you have set up. You know, you can also do that, and that'll be your way to help you with your, that will help you to be consistent. Anyone else? Feel free to join in.
I would agree with Kenya that I'm also working on the procrastination piece, because That's a huge area. The Lord started speaking to me about that recently, because procrastination was one of the things. There were a list of things that the Lord was speaking to me about that have kept me stuck over the years, and procrastination was one of them. So I, for sure, I'm trying to work on that. In terms of my spending time with God, that is a big thing for me. So I'm trying to be disciplined in making sure I have a rule, a quote unquote, for want of a better word, rule. You know, at 9 o'clock at night, I shut off my phone, Wi-Fi, and I get to bed so that I can get up early to spend time with God and get on my watch. So I am endeavoring to be a little bit more, even more disciplined to get to bed at a certain time so I can spend time with God rather than staying up and watching TV. So I'm really trying to cut back on, you know, the YouTube, watching of YouTube and all of those things. I'm really, really, I'm cutting down my screen time and spending much time listening to God, worshiping, reading the word, but more so, especially listening. I'm legit practicing, trying my best to practice listening and solitude away from the screen, away from my computer, away from my iPad or whatever. I legit every week try to get a day where I shut off everything for a while and I'm just zoned into God and I'm not saying anything. I'm just quiet. The other thing that I try to be disciplined in is my thought life. And this is something for all of us to think about, because I have a lot of toxic thoughts sometimes swimming in my head, and they're not good at all. Because what happens when they come is that they open the door for fear and depression and so many other things that just continually keep me stuck. And so I'm trying my best, you know, to arrest these thoughts when they come. Sometimes I'm not, you know, but it's a work in progress for sure. I'm aware of when they come, and I have to try to like correct the thoughts and even my emotions as well. One of the things I do to do this, to help me with disciplining in my thoughts and emotions, is I mind map. So what a mind map is you just basically on a piece of paper write the circle in the middle, and the circle represents, in the middle, represents the overarching thing that you're feeling or you're thinking about. Mm-hmm. And then I draw lines from that circle and make other circles, just writing down how I feel, what is going on in my head, the thoughts that I'm thinking and stuff like that. So that's something I do often, and it helps me. And when I see those things on the paper, then I take one and I say, okay, Chanel, is this true? Is this what the word of God says? And then I replace with the word.
Amen.
So that's something I try to do often. So yeah.
Amen. And as you were talking, two scriptures came to mind that I want to share with you. And the first one is 2 Corinthians 10:5, which says, you know, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. You know, and it speaks about, you know, your thought process, to subject every thought, to bring it into captivity, to, you know, to submit it to the obedience of Christ. And you know, the next one is Philippians 4:8. Seems to me, pull that up. You know, so the word of God really helps us. It says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. So as you were speaking, you know, those two scriptures just came to mind, you know, just to remind us that, as you said, the same way how you're mapping, you know, every thought, you have to bring it to the obedience to God, to subject it to God, you know. So as the thoughts come, you know, it's like, no, that's not what the word of God, of God says. You know, we need to think of things that are pure, that are true, you know. And sometimes it also, for us, it requires us to make declarations every single day, you know, declarations on what the word of God says, you know, declarations in terms of, you know, as the thoughts come, you know, to reject them, you know, and just declare, no, this is what God says, you know, and this is how I'm supposed to operate. So as the thoughts come, you also need to reject every thought and subject it to the word of God. Amen. So I just wanted to share that. Those two scriptures just came to my mind. Hi.
Can I just, wanted to kind of piggyback to on what she was sharing. For me, to ensure that the mind is not wandering, especially when I need to be focused during prayer, I have begun to actually ask the Holy Spirit to sit in my mind so that I would not be distracted. And I'm finding that helps.
I'm going to use that as well.
Another area of discipline for me is to be consistent in my gratitude journal, to say thank you at least for one thing every evening, at least one thing. So keeping that routine up.
That's the point as well.
And then in terms of the devotional aspect, I started this when I was in university. The first hour before I go to work or school or whatever, that's the Lord's time for my personal time in terms of studying the word.
Okay.
And as a friend just reminded me, I say, set my agenda, Lord. Thank you.
You're welcome. That's good. Very good. Thank you, Sabrina. Feel free to share as we continue, you know, how else can, what are the other things that we can do to live a disciplined life? One of the things that I did at the beginning of this year, you know, I just spent a little quiet time with the Lord, and I was just asking, Lord, what are the things that, you know, you want to work on this year? You know, and I wrote them down. So by the end of this year, when I look back at those things that I have written, I should see progress. You know, I should see that the Lord spoke to me about this. And by the end of the year, you know, I don't look like that anymore. You know, I'm totally transformed. There's a difference in my thinking. There's a difference in my attitude. There's a difference in my behavior. So you can also, you know, those are things that we can do as well, you know, as to live, you know, a disciplined life. Like, what are the things that the Lord is saying to you, you know, that he wants to change, he wants to work on? Maybe it's a mindset. Maybe it's an attitude. Maybe, you know, whatever it is. Maybe it's something that you have been dealing with since last year, you know. Like, what are the things that the Lord is speaking to you about? It could be interacting with your family. It could be, you know, a family issue, a family matter. It could be so many different things. Like, what is the Lord speaking to you, you know? Speaking to you on that, you know, he wants to mold and to shape. Anyone else before we move on to the next question?
I know for me.
Hi.
This has been Brenda Lee. Hi, good night. Hi. I came on late, but I had another meeting. For me, I'm trying to retract my steps. Define, okay, why are you not as disciplined as you are? As you, now you're not as disciplined as you were before. A few years ago. Well, I know a lot of it is battle weariness, and maybe not having, so I go to read and I find myself, okay, you start fine and boom, fast asleep. you're praying and you have to be pacing the floor and so that you won't go to sleep. And the minute you sit to get quiet to just listen to God, you're boom, out to sleep.
Yeah.
So I was in tracing my steps backward, looking for good, not for bad. Mm-hmm. I found that when I spend in those time, I used to spend more time in worship and in praying in tongues. So now I'm saying, Lord, do I need to refocus and go back to tongues and worship the way I used to? Or so to me, it's a soul searching right now to find how to hit the scale back to an even balance. So I realized praying in tongue is so much more, keep you more on a balanced scale.
Mm-hmm.
Than because praying in tongues, the adversary don't understand one iota of what we are saying. But we are building up ourselves according to the word of God and our most holy faith. And I think it keeps our emotion level and balanced. It keeps everything balanced.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, I feel like I need to go back to that. To that area of my life. There's one point in time I prayed in tongue more than I prayed in English. And even in worship in tongues instead of English. So I feel like I need to retract my steps to find the balance back. Start taking off weight and putting on weight to see if it would bring me back to my balance scale.
Okay. Thank you so much.
I want to answer Brenda Lee a little bit. And kind of talk to all of us as well. Because as she mentioned battle weariness, something I wanted to bring to our attention to that we, as intercessors, we are body, soul, and spirit. As human beings generally, we are body, soul, and spirit. And this also goes in line with the whole health thing that we were talking about earlier. I think sometimes in the church, sometimes we can focus a lot on the spirit side of things, and we don't focus on our body and our soul. So what I mean by that is that we also need to have a rhythm of work and rest, which is how God designed things to be anyway. That's why he designed the Sabbath. And I'm not talking about a particular day. I'm talking about the principle of resting, getting a day that you rest. When was the last time you went out, I don't know, in a park and sat down and feel the breeze, or went by the beach and listen to the waves? I don't know, whatever it is that relaxes you. You know what I mean? So yeah. We can't be always, you know, on the spurt all the time. Like, we need to be balancing all three, body, soul, and spirit. So whatever it is that relaxes you, I don't know what it is. For me, sometimes it can be going to the park and just feeling the wind. The wind is very significant for me. And I just feel very relaxed when I'm out and out about outside. So I think we have to watch that. We have to also watch what we eat as well. And I'm talking to me too. We have to watch what we eat as well, because all these things play a part in sometimes how tired we are, and the enemy can use that to make us tired too. You know what I mean? So, all of those things we really need to take into consideration. We are body, soul, and spirit. So sometimes you need to just take a day. Make sure at least once a week you take a day to relax. We must have a rhythm of work and rest. Mm-hmm. So that's it.
Agree, Chanel. I agree with that. You know, because even as soldiers take rest as well. You know, we cannot be going and not find that time to replenish ourselves, even to spend that time with God as well. We really need to also ensure that we are disciplined to ensure that we also rest. You know, we can't work for the Lord and we're burnt out. You know, we can't be burnt out soldiers. We won't be that effective. The enemy would, you know, he would have his way with us, you know, because we are tired. We'll be too tired to fight. So we really need to be disciplined to ensure that we also take the time out to rest as well. And sometimes it requires turning off the phone, you know, might entail you leaving your home sometimes, because if you stay in the house, you will find something to do, you know, but we need to find that time to really rest and, you know, to recover, you know, regroup, you know. So thank you. For those who just joined, we are going through what are the other things that we can do to live a disciplined life. So feel free to join in if you have anything to add to the question. Oh, Lynn said, putting structure in your life to help discipline our lives. So she's talking about putting structure in your life to help in discipline our lives. So Sabrina also noted balance is key in all areas of life, as Chanel was also saying, body, soul, and spirit. We need to be balanced as well. That is true. Thank you, ladies. Feel free to share, to continue to share. If not, we can move on to the next question. So the next question we're going to move on, and we can always go about, we don't have to go at question by question. If you remember something from a previous question that you want to add, feel free to jump right in and share. You know, we're learning from one another. So there are some things that, you know, some tips that I have gotten for myself as well. You know, for me, I need to take the time out to rest. You know, one of my best friends, she actually got it done last year, you know, being by 12 o'clock on Sunday, she shut off from everything, you know, and, you know, the Lord doesn't want us to keep going around saying, oh, I'm tired. You know, we're speaking tiredness into our lives all the time. We keep doing that as well. So we need to really come away, you know, and that's something that I need to practice as well. You know, taking that time out to really rest and, you know, just, recover, you know, mind, body, soul, and spirit, to recover your, you know, everything. So let us look at the next question was, you know, what are the other marks of a disciplined life? You know, what does that look for us? And the other question was, how does indiscipline show up in our lives? I think there was only four questions. Anybody else can, if I missed a question that I had given for homework, I don't think I did, but those were the other two questions. How does indiscipline show up in our lives? And what are the marks of a disciplined life? So anyone can take any question and we can have a discussion on it. Let's not all talk at the same time. All right, so let's look at how does indiscipline show up in our lives? You know, indiscipline can show up in our lives when, you know, sometimes when we get tired, you know, we might respond in a way that is not appropriate to persons. That is where indiscipline can show up in our lives. It can show up in our lives when we might not agree with something. Like, how do you respond when you don't agree with something someone has said? You know, sometimes indiscipline show up in our lives in that way as well. You know, what are your responses? You know, what are your responses to your children, to your co-workers, to your spouses? You know, how does indiscipline look for you, indiscipline could be, as some of us would have noted before, you know, you might decide that you're going to set a particular time to spend with the Lord, and then, you know, a particular show might come on at that same time, and you might decide, okay, well, let me go and watch the picture, and then, oh, you know, push back your time with the Lord a little later, or it could be a phone call might come through at that same time. You know, these are all, you know, ways wherein discipline can show up in our lives as well. In terms of reading the words, you might start good, and then as persons would have mentioned, procrastination, you know, our consistency. We're not consistent in you know, being diligent in the things that we say to God, okay, Lord, this is what I'm going to do. Indiscipline can show up in our lives like that as well. Any others that anyone can join in and speak on? Like, how does indiscipline show up in your own life? Feel free to share your own personal testimonies as well.
Indiscipline can show up by not being consistent in exercising. You know, as you know, we should also be ensuring that the temple is as fit as possible. Exercise is one of those areas that is a challenge for me. And then the second thing is sometimes because you may be in situations, it used to be so bad for me that, you know, with meetings and so forth, I would forget to eat. It was so bad, my daughter had to put alarm on my phone to remind me to say, well, have you had lunch yet? And have you had supper yet? You know? And so when we do that, we're not eating in a timely way. And so whatever may be at hand, you may just decide you're going to have a little bit of that. And it may not be the best thing. So those are two areas that indiscipline can show up. And you can see the results.
It is true. Yes, because then when we don't eat to time, it shows up in other areas where it affects our health. You know, can get acid reflux. You can, you know what I mean? Our cells are not being nourished as they should. So... and that is so true, because I myself am guilty of that sometimes, not eating to time. Man, you know, you get bogged down with work and, as you say, meetings, and you're running here and running there, and you don't eat properly or eat to time. So that's another area as well. So you see, for the Lord is, he's speaking to us about everything in totality, not just being a willing woman. Every aspect of your life, that's what the Lord is requiring discipline in. Not just, you know, whether you praying at this particular time or reading the Bible at this particular time. He's interested in every aspect of our lives. And he's requiring us to be disciplined, because when we are disciplined, then, as I said before, those who come along, those who join Willing Women, those, you know, who come, those who, you know, the newer members, when they look to us, they will model after that pattern. They will model a disciplined life. The willing daughters and sons will model a disciplined life. You know, we want the willing daughters and sons to be children who pray, you know, that you don't have to, you know, for lack of a better word, coerce them, or, you know, like push them to pray. You know, prayer comes naturally for them because it comes naturally for us. You know, even in our homes, how are we in our homes? You know, do we show forth the qualities, you know, that are we modeling the behavior that we want even our grandchildren, our children to model after, you know, that disciplined life, you know? So that's what the Lord is speaking to us about as well. And, you know, for us is like when the Lord gives different assignments, you know, we just move as in calling as the Holy Spirit speaks, we move, you know. And then other members who are new, who are new to the work, you know, when we hear prophetic word and Lord speaks, we move the same time. You know, for some persons that is new to them, you know, for some persons is like, oh, so we going now? You know what I mean? Like, you know, they don't understand, you know, when the Lord speaks, we move, we do, you know, there's no delay. You know, these are the attitudes and the behaviors that the Lord wants us to inculcate so that others will come along and take the cue from us. So things that we also need to look at as well. And for us, we know that that we would have looked to the international coordinators to see what is the pattern, you know, like what are the behaviors, what are the attitudes that they too possess. You know, we have the training manuals. The training manuals show us, you know, the patterns and the behaviors and the attitudes and how we are to operate as a willing woman as well. So that's why we are being diligent about it in terms of the training. You know, to ensure that every person, every woman is on the same page. You know, we are all in one accord. We are all unified in the way we think. You know, unity is our strength, as we know. Unity is our strength, you know. So when that happens, when every person is on the same page, the same mindset, you know, we have the same common goal, etc., we know that we are all moving together. We are all on the same page. There's nobody that has a different mindset to someone in China, to someone in the Caribbean. Every woman across the nations, across the borders, you know, we have the same mindset. So that's why, for me, that's why when we come together at our regional conferences, you know, it's like we knew it. To me, it feels like we've known each other for a lifetime and we have only just, you know, because of the unity that comes out when we come together, you know, it's because that everybody's on the same page. We are all of the same mindset. So if in the conference, the Lord says, we pray to 3 o'clock, that's what every person does. You know, if the Lord says, stay here and don't move, everyone does it, you know. So that's why the Lord is talking about discipline and, you know, modeling the behavior so that others would take their cue from us as well.
Cole, can I say something?
Sure.
You were just speaking about looking after the body and being healthy, you know, eating on time, eating the right foods and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And to go along with that, seeing now that we have the COVID protocols to adhere to,
mm-hmm.
and you're having a lot of meetings, it would be in our best interest to make sure when we have meetings that we are sitting correctly at the table with the computer,
mm-hmm.
because especially if we have a meeting to go on for a time, because you know as they say to you that every 30 minutes or so, you should get up and stretch and so on and, you know, walk away from the computer and come back or whatever. Because I say that because it was after we had the lockdown and then I was constantly doing online classes in class and then I had other meetings to deal with.
Yeah.
I just figured because I was comfortable and I could write,
mm-hmm.
and so on, that it was okay. And then afterwards, I had problems with my neck,
there.
My hand. And I thought that something was really wrong. You know, to be honest, I got scared because I said, I don't know what this is. I didn't sleep badly or anything. And then you know the thoughts that will come into your mind,
mm-hmm.
and put fear. And I said, but then when I went to the doctor, to make a long story short, he asked me how the online teaching was going and so on. And I tell him, oh, good. And he asked me, how do I sit and where am I exactly? And then he explained to me all the dangers of not having a proper chair to sit in,
mm-hmm.
and your laptop should be this angle and that angle and all of that. So Then I got medication for the pain and it did go away. So I'm saying now some of us are still under, you know, a kind of lockdown and so on. And we gonna be using our computers more often, working from home, or even if we go into the office, we're using our computer a lot more. So just be aware of that, because it can make you really uncomfortable and it is very painful. So that's just what I want to say. So
thank you. It's true. We need to ensure that, you know, our ears are ergonomically correct, you know, that we don't injure ourselves. Thank you very much. Any other person has anything to say or to add? There's some persons that we haven't heard from. Carlene, if you have anything to add. Virgil Frederick, Kadia, Mavertz.
Okay.
Hi, Carlene.
Yes, good evening. Good being here. I am thinking, and one thing came to my mind. Another era of indiscipline.
Mm-hmm.
Indiscipline can really show up in our lives, and it's in the area when we keep procrastinating.
Mm-hmm.
We keep putting off that which we should do.
Yes.
For some other time, as it does not really reflect who we are.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it shows that we do not keep our words.
Yes.
Sometimes we have crash programs and the spirit of excellence really does not come out depicting who we really are. So I have been thinking of this area, and even in our lives as Wailing women, from experience, I'm now speaking, you know, sometimes I say, oh, I am going to really be more disciplined in my prayer life.
Mm-hmm.
And then something comes up and then I put it off. And then I said, oh, I have to go back again. So that is an area that I'm really working on, having that discipline in the area of my reading the word and my prayer life. I am doing it, but I think I need to be more disciplined in terms of spending that quality time, not so much quantity, but that quality time where I can really spend back some time listening, not just talking to God, but I need to hear him speaking too. So I am trying to work on that area so as to get that area disciplined, and not to put off when I have made a commitment to do so.
But it goes back to obedience too, because, you know, if we are saying that we are obedient to God, how can we be procrastinating? Because when the Lord says to do X, Y, Z, we're going to put it off. Are we going to say, okay, all right, Lord, you said this, but let me see if I can do it next week, because I got this to do. Me go through all these long list of things to do when it's something that the Lord needs us to do now. You know, it's urgent. You know, sometimes the Lord will give you assignments and it is urgent. So it requires you to drop everything that you had to do and to do what God has said to do. You know, so we really, you know, and it's interesting to me. I don't think it's a coincidence, you know, that, you know, that the Lord is beginning the year speaking to us about discipline. You know, I mean, like the training, we had different things going on and, you know, the schedule changed a little bit, but we see that the Lord is really speaking to us at the beginning of the year, you know, concerning discipline, you know, so he's really speaking to us about, you know, areas that we need to work on, the procrastination, the consistency, being obedient, you know. So even before we close this meeting tonight, you know, we are going to pray about these areas. You know, we're going to pray against procrastination. We're going to pray and ask the Lord to help us to be consistent and to be obedient, you know, and to also show us the areas in our lives where we, you know, where he requires us to be disciplined. Okay. Maravet, I hope I pronounced your name correctly. Could you put your full name so that I can take the attendance? Maravet says, you know, that we are in discipline when we specific, especially when we set out a time to meet with God, and many times we show up until after, you know. And Kadia says, I think we are to continue praying and fast about, you know, that we should continue praying and fasting about this weakness. It is really a struggle, you know. So as the Lord leads us, you know, the Lord, he, as I said before, his discipline is not punishment. It's to correct behavior. And he's showing us the areas that we need to work on so that we can be effective in his army, so that we can be an effective soldier. You know, there's a chapter about the effective fervent prayer, right? The effective fervent prayer, you know, and all these things that the Lord is showing us. He's speaking to us about discipline so that we can be effective, you know, when we pray about the things that he requires us to pray. Thank you, Maravet. I see your post. All right, we have Kaylin. Do you have anything to add, or Kayleen? Depends on if I'm pronouncing it correctly. Could you also put your last name as well so that I can take the attendance, and Lynn as well? I just need your surname as well. If you're unable to speak at this time, you can always put it in the chat as well.
Okay, good evening.
Hi, good evening. Elizabeth?
Yes.
Okay. Could you also give your last name as well?
Louis.
Louis?
Yes, Lewis.
Thank you.
Okay, welcome. I came in late, and I've been listening to the discussion.
Mm-hmm.
And many of the things that I've heard is things that I have been grappling with. And to the point that I've been hard on myself, thinking about Elizabeth, you are backslidden, you know, procrastinating, being distracted, the time I used to spend in the Word and praying, it has slackened off. And sometimes I wonder about what it is.
Mm-hmm.
After you come from work, I come from work, all tired, you know. Sometimes to get into the Word, yes, I have the great desire to read the Word. I want to read the Word. I want to pray. But it's as if there's some kind of blockage. There's some kind of, you know, something is not working. I call it procrastination. I call it distraction, you know, and all of the other things that go with it. And I'm saying, but no, something is not right. But I'm listening to the conversation and I'm saying, no, this thing is common to Christians.
Yeah.
And that is a part of the enemy's strategy, you know, to keep us bound, to keep us tired, to keep us, you know, distracted from what is really essential and what is really important to our Christian growth and development.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have been encouraged at this time, just listening to the conversation, and I'm saying, okay, I've got to do something now. I've got to fight and fight more forcefully. I've got to be more determined to do what I know I ought to do and to do it effectively.
Mm.
The thing with resting, I consider myself an alcoholic, and I would go without no rest. And sometimes I'll be so tired. Before I sit, I want to sleep, you know. So the resting part is very important. And like you have said, that's why God has given us 6 days to do work and one day to rest, because the body needs rest. And really to be effective in the kingdom of God and to fight spiritually, the body has to be strong. The body cannot be weak. you know? And I think that is one area that I am grappling with, that workaholic spirit, you know, that Martha, I call it that Martha spirit. And sometimes I say, Lord, take that Martha spirit away from me, you know, because the work, I always find something to do. And then in the area of eating, I have a big appetite, and I'm saying, Lord God, you know, to deal with that thing here, you know, and that too can have an effect on us spiritually, because before I used to fast a lot, you know, sometimes 3 days, 7 days, 21 days, and then all of a sudden this thing, I find it like difficult to even fast for a day. And I'm thinking, well, that is not right, you know, and I have to get back to that, because this is what keep us strong. That's what keep me strong, you know, and it is essential. It's a must that we must pray and fast. And I think the enemy is fighting us in that area, you know, in praying and fasting. So really, I am really, really encouraged. And yes, I am going to really fight more and to put some structures, one person said, and discipline in the area of my life. The other thing about this indiscipline thing is the level of distraction that can so take us over. We decide to do one thing, or even me, I decide to do one thing and something comes up and I forgot what I was going to do, you know? And we're not disciplined enough to say it's one at a time, one thing at a time. Sometimes you want to do multiple things and we get all clustered and you know, things are not happening the way it's supposed to happen because we want to do multiple things at the same time. And that is a form of indiscipline or ill discipline, you know. The fact that for me, I try to let my word be my bond, but sometimes I find myself falling off. You know, you say one thing and then you get distracted, you forgot what you've said and you do something else. That is indiscipline. So I think it is very, very important that yes, we should put structure in our life and stick to it. Yeah. The sticking to it is what is the difficulty, because in life we have so many other things to do. Some of us have many different roles, you know, to play. So sometimes it can be difficult, you know, to stick to one thing. But if we really have to put that structure and be effective, and one lady said excellence, then it is one thing at a time and not multiple things. We ladies, we like to do multiple things, you know, our mind is always going. You know, unlike men will do one thing and that is what men are going to do. They stick into it. But ladies have to think of this, you know, multiple things. So that is one area that can cause us not to be disciplined, because we think of multiple things to be done at the same time. So I feel really blessed and encouraged to know and understand that really what I'm going through is common to Christians. And it is the work of the enemy to keep us in that kind of bondage, because really it is a fight to reach our full potential in God. And it's Ephesians 6 that tells us who we wrestle against: spiritual wickedness, principalities and powers, and you know, spiritual wickedness in high places. And the enemy really doesn't want us to reach our full potential in God. So he puts a lot of things and keep banging at us. And because really we are indisciplined, you know, we are falling prey to those situations and stuff like that. So I am really encouraged and thinking now that maybe we have to start praying for deliverance. You understand? Deliverance from procrastination, deliverance from indiscipline, deliverance from food. You know, sometimes you like so much food, you overeat, you know, deliverance from many things. Somebody talk about their phone. Hey, this phone is something that is a piece of a distraction. It's a high level distraction, this phone. And even for me, I'm talking about myself. Some time ago, I started beating on myself. I said, but Elizabeth, this phone is not your Bible. It's not your Bible. And I start to speak to the phone and I say, you phone, you are not my Bible. Because the time I spent on the phone, I don't spend that in the Word. You know, and I had to beat myself to get it off. And this person said they put it off to, you know, get some rest and to stay focused. And that is very, very important. I think this is one of the weapons of the enemy to keep us distracted from really spending time with God and from really staying focused. You know, so I am really encouraged tonight to hear that what I have been battling with and what I'm beating myself down with, it's common to a lot of people.
Yeah.
So you have to, you know, do some more spiritual warfare, so to speak, in terms of praying and casting out and cleaning up and doing those kind of things, you know. So that's my little portion.
Thank you, Elizabeth. Thank you very, very much for sharing. But the thing that we also need to remember is that we can't do it in our own strength, you know.
That's right.
Yes, all of us want to be on track. We want to, you know, do X, Y, Z, but we always forget that we're trying to do it in our own strength. We just need to ask the Holy Spirit to help us, you know, to help us be consistent, to help us, you know, as you said before, to deliver us from every spirit of procrastination, you know, and ask the Holy Spirit to help us to be diligent, you know, and that's where the Lord is speaking to us, you know, all of us who is on the platform tonight about discipline, you know, all of us, there's no person here that we can't see that, you know, we need to be disciplined in some aspect of our lives. You know, there's so many things that persons would have said that all of us, you know, can identify with or did identify with. So we are all in this together. We are all our brother's keeper. We are all in this together, you know, and, you know, even if, you know, after we finish the meeting tonight, you know, we can always reach out to one another and say, you know, help me pray about this aspect, you know, because we are our brother's keeper. So that's all, you know, watch our sisters back, you know, let's cover one another in prayer, you know, continue to pray for each other, even after we go tonight. So, you know, and at this point in time, you know, I just want us to go into prayer. And I'm going to ask Prophetess Kirby, if you are there.
Before you go into prayer, I just want to recap on what our sister said, that as the Holy Spirit to sit in her mind. And I think that is very, very important. Mm-hmm. As the Holy Spirit to sit in her mind so that she don't get distracted. And I take a hold of that. And that is very, very important. I think we need to really go with that, because it is the Holy Spirit that has to help us, you know, to deal with those issues. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Nicole, what? Hello? Nicole, I didn't hear everything that you said last as you spoke to me.
Oh, no, that's fine. That's fine. I haven't started as yet. I just want to pray for all of us. Pray against every spirit of procrastination. And, you know, shows up in our lives. You know, just pray against consistent, whether it's our mindsets, our attitudes, our behaviors, you know, not reading, as you know what I mean, like all the different things, like what we give our time to. Yeah, I'm just praying for us in terms of praying against procrastination and everything that hinders us from being disciplined and living a disciplined life.
Okay. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just want to thank you that you have sent, given us help in the Holy Spirit. And you told us to come boldly to your throne of grace to obtain mercy, to find grace to help in our time of need. And Father, in the name of Jesus, you have heard You know the cry of our hearts, Lord, and our desire to please you and to honor you and to be strong in you and in the power of your might. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask you, Lord, to enable us to be very focused, to be very disciplined, and to set priorities, making you our priority and your word. Father, that we would live by your word as we are instructed. Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from your mouth. Your word is spirit and your word is life. Jesus overcame Satan by the word. He continually said it was written. And Father, we ask you tonight in the name of Jesus that you will give each of us a hunger, a hunger, a hunger, a hunger, and a thirst for your word, for your righteousness, Lord. Father, a hunger that will cause us to make your word the priority, that when we awaken, we awaken to hear from you. We awaken to read your word. We awaken, and Father, that your word would be our delight, that it would be like honey to us in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we bind up the efforts of the adversary to cause us to be preoccupied with the communications that come through on our phones, Father, on the other devices that we use. Father, in the name of Jesus, we shut down the other noises. We take authority over all the imaginations and the distractions, Father, and everything that is being done to cause us not to hear what you are saying, to cause us to be occupied, that we cannot go after that which you want us to go after. We know that the adversary does not want us to be steadfast and focused, because if we are so, he is in trouble. And so, Father, in the name of Jesus, even now, we thank you, O Lord, for enabling us to, for bringing this to our attention in this way. Father, that we will understand. We see the discipline that Jesus had, how focused, even people he had to shut out at a certain point in his day. He would go. Go and minister, and then he went to receive your instruction. All the disciples, his apostles, because he heard from you. We need to hear from you. We want to hear from you, Father. And so in the name of Jesus, we ask you, O Lord, to just quicken us by your spirit. Father, let your fire burn in us. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for burning out every dross and removing everything that it gives the adversary a pathway into our lives and into our affairs. In the name of Jesus, Lord, give us wisdom. Father, I want to thank you in the name of Jesus for helping us to implement the instructions that you give as you speak to each of us. Father, you know what our individual issues are. You know what are the things that are causing us to procrastinate, Father. We rebuke the spirit of fear. You said in your word that we must be fervent in spirit serving you. So, Lord, we ask that you'd help us not to put off what you tell us to do. Father, our very lives depend on obeying you when you speak to us. Father, moving at the same time that you speak, moving with your command. So, Father, we ask you, O Lord, in the name of Jesus, to help us to depend upon your Holy Spirit who lives within us. For as many as are led by your Spirit are the sons of God. And, Father, you would lead us concerning all the affairs of our lives. And so we give you thanks in the name of Jesus. Father, we bless you. We thank you, Lord, for helping us to be able to uphold each other and to pray one for another. Father, in the name of Jesus and in the gentleness and the meekness of Christ, to help others who are overtaken with any kind of fault. So, Father, in the name of Jesus tonight, we just want to thank you, O Lord, for hearing our prayers as we humble ourselves before you, recognizing that we have a problem. Father, in the name of Jesus, indeed, Lord, help us to be given to prayer, to the study of the word, to fasting, Lord, to waiting upon you, to hearing you, Lord. And so we ask you in the name of Jesus that you will fill us with the knowledge of your will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. And Father, even tonight, as we are reminded of the prophetic words that we would receive at the beginning of the year, Father, I remember all the instructions from last year to pray the word and the various scriptures to pray. Father God, as we be diligent in praying the word, we see such results, such benefits, Lord. You increase our discernment. You increase our joy. And Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus for demolishing everything that wants to keep us away from the study of the word and from prayer. And Lord, let us not move without your instruction. Let us not move on our own. Let us not move out of our fear, out of fear, or out of any form of hastiness, but being in tune with you constantly. We give you thanks, Lord. We thank you for ministering to everyone who is on this platform tonight in the name of Jesus. Father, let every one of us experience a trusting forward, a strengthening, a renewing in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare tonight that no more weariness and tiredness of the adversary. Father, in the name of Jesus, and everyone who needs a good rest, we ask you in the name of Jesus that you will orchestrate it, that there will be a renewal, Father. Show us and teach us what needs to be done. Help us where we cannot help ourselves. We give you thanks, Father. We thank you for taking us into a new level of rest in you, a new level of confidence in the name of Jesus. But most of all, help us to be willing and obedient. Father, we just want to thank you and we declare, Father, every day as we take authority over our day, as we command our mornings, help us to speak into it, speak the discipline, declare that I have the discipline of Christ. I have the mind of Christ. I am strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. I can do all things through Jesus Christ. So, Father, the very areas where we were defeated, the very areas, Lord, where we have been buffeted, as we declare your word, we thank you in the name of Jesus for the changes that we shall see. And we give you glory and honor. We give you praise, Father. We know that the adversary does not want us to fully walk in the mandate that you have called us to walk in our nations. But Father, the gates of hell will not prevail. And so we give you thanks in the name of Jesus for trusting us forth into a new dimension in this year. Father, into deeper depths and new heights, new realms in the spirit by the power of the Holy Spirit, fueled by your word, carried by your Holy Spirit, rejoicing in the Holy Ghost, walking in obedience, Father, a new strength causing us to mount up with wings as eagles, to run and not be weary, to walk and not faint as we wait upon you. For your word says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They will mount up with wings as eagles. They will run and not be weary. They will walk and not faint. So, Father, I ask you to help us to truly wait upon you. To get our energy, get our drive coming from our relationship with you. We give you thanks in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you for hearing us, Lord. Thank you for strengthening each and every one of us and for helping us, Lord, even the material that is provided in the manuals, oh God, that we will read, that we will implement. Father, show us how to take everything one day at a time and just be consistent with it, and then we will cover all that we have to cover. I give you thanks, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you for the testimonies that you will give to every one of us, because we have prayed in the name of Jesus and in agreement tonight, and you have heard us. So we say thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. We shall be disciplined. The evidence of our discipline will be felt across the nations. In the name of Jesus, we give you thanks. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you so much, Prophet Kirby.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay, if anyone who's like to pray, if the Lord has laid a prayer on your heart, feel free to pray at this time. Amen.
Amen. Lord, I just want to thank you for this class tonight. Thank you for all our sisters that are on this class tonight. Lord, we thank you because it's not by our own that we are on this class tonight. Some of us have already been on more than one Zoom meeting or class for the day and could have found a good excuse not to come here tonight. But God, we are here because of what you wanted us to hear tonight.
Yes.
And God, we thank you for giving us an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying to us tonight, even when we come off this class tonight, God. God, minister to our hearts. Minister to our soul, God. Oh, God, heal the hole in our soul.
Mm-hmm.
That we can be disciplined. Mm-hmm. Heal the scars in our memories that keep some of our minds back and forth, trying to steal our strength. Father, we thank you tonight. We just even thank you for the prayer from Prophetess Kirby tonight. God, we thank you because we know that you are doing something great in us as willing women, God. We thank you because you are preparing us, dear God. Thank you, God. Just stop to say thank you tonight, Daddy. I don't know about anybody else, but I am glad I made the sacrifice to come on this class tonight. And I say thank you for what I hear, Daddy. I say thank you, Holy Spirit, as you caused me to digest it like a cow would digest. Chew on it and then bring it back up and then chew on it until it's digested properly to do the work that it was sent forth to do in our lives, Daddy. Father, we love you and we want to walk upright before you. We want to walk holy. We want to walk disciplined. We want our yes to be yes and our no to be no. God, we want when someone see us, they could say, there goes a Proverbs 31 woman. Mm-hmm. Father, we ask of you, Holy Spirit, to help us.
Mm-hmm.
Like Sabrina says, sit on our minds, sit on our thoughts, sit on the throne of our hearts. Mm-hmm. We open it and we say, King of glory, come in. Lord, strong and mighty. Lord, mighty in battle. You are the King of glory. Rule, reign supreme on our hearts tonight and from this night on, God. For this battle is not ours. For many of us are going in from one season to the next. And before the enemy is trying to distract us with weariness, with guilt, with all sorts of things, so we cannot stay focused on the next season. Oh. Father, we thank you for this class tonight. But this class causes us to look within ourselves.
Yes.
This class caused some of us to know, well, I was not alone, and realize that it is a spirit that we are facing, and will seek and ask the Holy Spirit how to take over and derail and destroy that spirit sent on assignment to your daughters.
Mm-hmm.
Father, we thank you as you give us, oh God, the praise in our bellies that it will flow forth, God.
because you told Jehoshaphat to put the praise warriors before the battle. And we realize that it's a battle for us, God. So give us a spirit of praise that it will flow even while we're sleeping, even if it means we have to put on to YouTube and leave praise music that will pray for will praise for hours while we sleep. God, we thank you for a praise tonight. Give us a praise tonight. Give us a praise, an unusual, like an unusual fire, an unusual anointing of praise, an unusual anointing, dear God, to hear what the Spirit is saying to us, and an unusual anointing to swiftly obey and not procrastinate. Father, we thank you, for you. We know that you who begin the good work in us as well, and women will complete it. We know that, God, if you bring us to it, you're going to take us through it. Give us the grace to be still and know that you are God. Give us the grace to trust you like a blind person trusts a walking stick or a dog to carry them across the road. God, that we will not beat ourselves up, because you said there is no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus. Father, we rest in you and we ask for your peace as your Holy Spirit sit on us and lead us in your paths of righteousness in 2021. Father, we thank you, Lord, for there's much work that is required. Hey, so God, we ask of you tonight to redeem the time that we procrastinate, to redeem the time we came under attack and we did not understand what it was. And we had a mind to do, like Paul said, oh, wretched man that I am, the things that I will to do, I find myself not doing. And the things that I will not to do, I find myself doing. But God, you gave Paul the grace to overcome. You said the race is not to the swiftest, but he who endured to the end. Give us the grace to endure, that patience will have his perfect work in us as willing women, so that the character of God may be revealed in us, and so that others may see and want to follow us as we follow Christ. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you so much,
ladies. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Encourage all of us, you know, that we are not alone, and you know, the Holy Spirit is there to help us, you know, and as the prayers have gone up, you know, just trust God to carry you through this year. Trust the Lord that, you know,
oh,
that
Jesus.
Trust God and believe that he will work out everything, that he's there with you working it out. You know, just continue to trust God and go forward this year. Amen. Oh, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, ladies. I thoroughly enjoyed this session Tuesday and today as well, you know, as we shared, you know, as we learned from each other tonight. I just want to thank everyone for coming out, and you know, I thoroughly enjoyed it. Thoroughly enjoyed it. And you know, it you know, I'm encouraged as well, you know, as we work together, as we, you know, as we, you know, come together, I'm encouraged to, you know, to just be a part of the work, and you know, to just hear and to learn from everyone on, you know, that on the platform that would have shared tonight. So I just want to bless you, you know, and you know, as we go, you know, continue to, you know, commune with God and help you know, as the Holy Spirit leads you to, you know, work on the areas of discipline that the Lord is showing you, because, you know, once he shows you, he's there to help you. You know, he will not leave you in the same state that you are in. He never does. He never leaves you where you are at. He always shows you how you can grow and to move forward. So, Father God, I just glorify your name, Father. Lord, I thank you, oh God, for each and every lady that is on this platform. Lord, from all of my sisters in Christ. Father God, I pray, oh God, that you will continue to keep them, oh God. Lord, I pray, oh God, Lord, that your Holy Spirit, oh God, will continue to direct their path. Mm-hmm. Father God, I ask ask, oh God, Lord, that your spirit, oh God, will continue, oh God, Lord, your word says that the steps of a righteous man are ordered by you. So, Lord, I trust, oh God, I know that everyone, oh God, Lord, that their steps are ordered by you, oh God. Lord, I give you praise. Lord, every prayer that has gone up, Father, Lord, we declare so let to be established in the heavens and so let to be established in the earth and in our lives, oh God. And, Lord, we dust ourselves off from every dust and every smoke of war. We take the tail of the backlash and we smash its head to its utter destruction. We declare that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises in judgment is condemned. We remove our footprints, our fingerprints, and our voice notes from being used against us. We declare there shall be no boomerang or backlash from our reprisal from this battle. We declare that the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever.
In the name of
Jesus. The grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Bless you all. And give you all peace.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Bless the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord.
Good night, sisters.
Good night, everyone.
God bless you all.
Thank you, Nicole,
for sharing.
Blessings
all.
Thank you.
Blessings. Let me suggest next time.
Be safe.
Amen.
As well.
Let me suggest that next time when we are on the platform, people use their video so we can know people. We can see persons talking, including me. Just a suggestion, if we can do that. You see names and you hear voices, but you see no faces.
Oh, that is true. Once there are not many persons on the platform, you can show your video, but sometimes the video, it slows up the video sometimes.
Okay.
Many persons show their thing, but we are closing, so persons can turn on their videos now if they so desire.
When they're speaking. Yeah. Okay. God bless. Thank you. I thoroughly enjoy this.
Thank you. Enjoy it as well.
Bye.
Bye.